सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करं लोकशङ्करं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय हरये परमात्मने प्रणतः क्लेशनाशाय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। गोविन्दाय नमो नमः।
हरि ओम्। ऑल ऑफ अस वी मैनेज समथिंग लेट होम लाइक we manage our home, we manage our day-to-day activities, we manage our wealth, we manage our finance, all these things we manage. But to become a leader, one has to manage people. Okay? Managing these things will not make a person a leader, but managing people will make a person leader. Not one or two people. Like we also manage one or two children, we manage at home. But no, managing thousands. If one can manage thousands of people, then one can will be considered as a leader. When managing people means not their hand and leg. Like waste management is managing the waste of everybody. It is not that. Managing people means managing their minds. Okay? If one can manage thousands of minds, they know that that person will become a leader. And one can manage another person's mind only when one is able to manage one's own mind. If one is not able to manage one's own mind, then it is very difficult to manage another person's mind. Forget everybody's mind. Okay? Our problem is that we try to manage everything, but we neglect this one. Till now, we don't know how to manage this mind. There's a person, his name is Andrew Carnegie. Have you heard? Huh? Who he was? Yes, but still magnet. He has done very good business. Actually, during his time, actually now he's also the richest person. How much wealth he has accumulated, it is the highest. Bill Gates and also they're nothing. They're much low if you see the list. He has earned a lot of wealth. And he has got a lot of foundations, the charitable organizations he has done. Then, and he amassed so much of wealth during his time that government who was there at the time, American government, he's a Scottish person, Scottish American. They were very suspicious. He must be adopting some unethical means to earn money. Otherwise, how he can earn so much in such a less time? Then they investigated him. And they, but they didn't find anything. And then what is that committee? They in the Senate, they some committee will be there, they will ask questions and all. At that time, they asked him, we looked into your account and everything, we didn't find anything illegal, but how can you make so much of money in such a short time? Then he told, I do one thing. I can keep my mind focused for 5 minutes at a stretch. I can keep my mind focused in one thing, 5 minutes at a stretch. Then he asked whoever the senators were there, can anybody keep? Then they experimented. Not a single person could do. Then he told that not a single person here deserves to manage this country. Okay? If we are not able to keep our mind focused even for 5 seconds, it is just jumping here and there. Then how can we achieve? If we cannot manage this one, how can we manage others? It is impossible. Okay? The other trick is there. Trick is not that people like to, okay, I will control this and that, because they feel very insecure. That's why they try to control. But if you can manage here, managing is just a play. Actually, nobody has to manage. In the nature, do we see anybody in nature? How many things? We are human beings. Okay? We are not able to manage ourselves. Forget human beings. Animals are there, plants are there, insects, bacteria, birds, fish. There are so many entities. Who is managing them? We don't see any manager. That means there is somebody. How the sun is rising in time, the rain is coming in a particular time, and the fire always goes off, water always goes down. All these are followed. There somebody must be managing all these things. Otherwise, how these things are happening in an orderly manner? Suppose first will come now winter. After winter, spring comes. Suppose first spring will come, then winter will come. It will be a big problem. Everything is happening in a particular order. Suppose the sun, now the earth is rotating around its own axis. At the same time, it rotates around the sun. Suppose it will stop that. It will not do. You and me can't do anything. We will not go and push that one and let it rotate. So that days and month will be created. But it doesn't. It is not in our control. Somebody is doing all this because it is happening not for 1 or 2 days. It is happening years and years and years and years and years. So somebody must be managing. There is no traffic jam in the... We tell that there are millions and trillions of stars and planets are there in the space. But have you heard? Anytime there is traffic jam? But here some thousand people will be there, traffic jam. So there is somebody who is organizing everything, but we don't see him. Him or her, I don't know where he is, who is doing all these things. But in our case, we are readily available. So when a person is integrated within, you must have read a chapter called Integration, Personality Integration in Kindle Life. Okay? If one is integrated within, everything will just go. Nobody has to struggle. Now we are struggling just Hamdo and Hamaredo to manage this three more people. We are struggling. Back pain, heart pain, all kinds of pain. We know all kinds of joints. Because here it's not okay. If we can keep our mind happy, like let us say in a year, whole year. Do you remember a single day where whole day we are really happy? Maybe when you are in the party, maybe a little happy, that's all. And the marriage day, maybe a little happy. Okay? Nobody. See, and this pain we inflict in our mind intentionally. We do it. Nobody else is doing. We do. We try to keep it dirty. we tried to make it sad, we tried to make it disturbed, we made it agitated, and then we tell that, you know, we are the highest creatures in this universe. It is like a blasphemy kind of thing. And then we try to manage, it doesn't work. First, this has to, you know, we have our sense organs. All the sense organs will function properly. And our body will give the maximum output. It will function at the optimum when our mind is cheerful. The day, like people go for the vacation, isn't it? Do you take any vacation? Holidays or something, go anywhere? Everybody goes? Everybody, I hope everybody listening. You go, isn't it? And when you go, now, then we feel a little cheerful. When you go from our home, that home we'll make, like millions of dollars we'll make, but there we'll not be happy. We have to get out of there and we'll stay in some motel or something somewhere. That dirty bed, we'll sleep there, then we'll be happy. And eat that food which you have already cooked at home, fresh cook, and by the time we reach there, it's all nicely decomposed. To eat that, we feel very happy. And actually, after coming from vacation, the energy level is high. Again, we work, isn't it? That means to be effective in this world, we have to take vacation. But that is not a good way of doing things. It is not productive. If all the entire life we have to be productive, then one has to take vacation all the time. That is not the way. When we are working, if we can keep our mind cheerful, happy, free from all kinds of disturbances, free from all kinds of dirty things, then we'll be very effective. When mind is peaceful, our body will work optimum. At that time, we'll never feel any tired, we'll never ask for anybody's help. We'll not look for all the cheap things. Now people have made robots. These are, we may call it scientific discoveries and all things. This is sheer laziness. And we are trying to give a big picture. We are trying to hide our laziness with these robots. Now robot will come and will bring the tea and it will give you, and we don't have to open our mouth. The robot will come, open the mouth and put the tea also. And it has a pump, it will go. We don't have to swallow it also. We don't need anything. Everything the robot will do. Now the car has come already. We have to just sleep in the car and the car will take us. Either it will take to a destination or the real destination it will take. Somewhere it will take us. We have come to that stage. Laziness has become the mother of invention now. Nobody wants to do nothing, microwave, everything in the microwave, all the things will go. Business also, you know this Amazon.com, I read, I have not gone to that store, they have opened stores. You don't have to pay money or anything, you just go there, buy things, whatever you want, and you come back. It looked like stealing, but everything is recorded, money is taken, everything, you don't have to do anything. Here, you have to stand in the line, then that person in the Walmart, she has to go because that reel that is finished. Somehow, many times I have seen that when I am there, it is finished. I don't know why. I don't know why it is. Then she will go and she is finding that person, and that person is missing their head. He's missing, then she will put, and it is not printing, it is not coming. Then we have to put credit card. It is telling that it's not able to read. And one has to stand there for half an hour. Everybody is cursing you. Then you have got tax exempt letter, okay? Then I'll tell at the end. Then it is the height of, yeah, because they have to fill up. And always when you tell the tax exempt, their face will, because they want to finish. Again, they have to give, they have to write, they have to put there. It's not a work for them. See, main thing is, if our mind is not cheerful, we'll be doing a lot of things, but we'll not enjoy anything. Like in the world, all of us, none of us here who is starving or who has no children and who has no house, who has no car, everybody has got everything. But we are not able to enjoy what we have. Because to enjoy what we have, we need a mind which is peaceful. To get things, we need work. But to enjoy what we have, we need a peaceful mind, because enjoyment doesn't happen here. Enjoyment happens inside. And for that purpose, mind has to be a little calm and quiet and serene. Then you can enjoy anything. Even if one has got one roti, one can enjoy. If one has got 100 roti, one can enjoy. One can enjoy anything. If somebody tells nicely, praises, will enjoy. If somebody blames also, will enjoy, because mind is cheerful. To enjoy, nothing is required from outside. So a leader is he or she whose mind is cheerful, free from all disturbances, agitation, and who is getting angry all the time, and who is getting disturbed, anything. One will go out, when some people tell that, no, you are so pretty, you are so nice, and you are so good, and all those things. And where we go? Reach at the time? Seventh? Heaven, what is the cloud? What is the number of cloud? Seventh cloud or ninth cloud or something? Some clouds they tell. So we reach there, isn't it? Then come home, and they tell us exactly who we are at home. Outside people tell different things because they have got other motives. But when you come home, people tell what really you deserve. They tell the correct thing. And at that time, this balloon which is built, it will go. Gone. And you fall like this. We cannot get up anymore. See, in this way, our life, how constantly we have got two fangs. All the time we are putting poison in our mind. And we want to make it completely paralyze that mind. So mind is not able to function. I said, how can we enjoy this world? That's why, like all of us, we are here in the mission. Like we are all coming and listening to scripture and everything. It's a great thing. But if we are not able to keep our mind peaceful, nobody can. Because after reading all the scriptures, if you cannot do, then nobody can, because we are getting the highest knowledge, all the tricks. Then it is a sad thing for the entire humanity if after learning, we will not learn the tricks how to keep our mind, will not give any value to that. We'll give value to some wealth or something, but not the peace of mind. Then it's a very sad thing. It is just like going to Stanford and failing in all exams. No. That's why a leader's prime duty, it is the most important job of the leader, is not to do things, but to keep the mind calm and quiet, serene, more pleasant. Then only that person will distribute those things among the people who are following that person. Otherwise, everybody will be agitated. You know, like mom calls the child to the college, because beta has gone to the college. Then mom has given the cell phone, and account is in her name, okay, or dad's name. It is not in the child's name. So she has got the full authority how to control the phone. And she wants every day that child has to call. Whenever she is calling, the child has to pick up the phone. If he or she is not able to pick up the phone because of certain reason, suppose he is going from this room to that room or whatever reason, signal is not there, then mom will call again and again. In 1 second, she will call 10 times. Okay? After some time, after getting so many calls, he is compelled to call. Whether he wants or not, that is not an issue. He is compelled to call. And when he calls, he will get a bang from mom. I called you so many times, you don't reply. Now mom, why you are worried? I care for you. That's why I'm worried. That means the child understood that caring means worrying. From that day, we converted another person to our side, okay? That means caring means worry. Worry and caring, they are synonymous. That's why we created, I'm worried, dad is worried, mom is worried, beta is worried, Betty is worried, their son-in-law is worried, daughter-in-law is worried, everybody, we created an entire group of worried people, and we feel happy because all of us are the same type. miserable state we create for ourselves and for family, and we tell them, I'm doing so much for my family, I have sent my child there, I paid all the money I'm paying. We are doing nothing. We're just destroying another person, that's all. I destroyed myself, and that happened on its own, but deliberately I'm destroying another person. No, that is not the job of a leader. That is of a leader. Leadership is elevating everybody up, not putting down everybody down. And that can be practiced anywhere. It is not only in an organization at home. Suppose mom and dad, they're considered the leader. We should learn. We should give little time how to be peaceful. Not watching TV and all. Okay, I'm not telling that we have money, we have nothing to do. Okay, buy the TV and see. That is okay. But if we don't keep our mind peaceful, then it is just wasted of life. God has given, God has created, the human birth is considered as jantu nam narajanma durlabham. It is told in Vivek Chudamani, jantu nam narajanma durlabham. Durlabham means it is very rare to get human life. And what is told in Tattvabodha? Sthula sariram kim panchikurta panchamahabhutaihi kurtam satkarma janyam. That means this body, human body, is obtained because of a lot of past punya karma, satkarma one has done. That's why this human body is obtained. It is not easy to get human birth. But after getting such a precious human birth, then we utilize just for some little sense pleasure, some little power, and these things, cheap things, we use that. And we do it meticulously. Then it is just wasted. It is a disgrace to human beings. And then we tell them, no, I'm a human being. That means I'm a human being. When I tell I'm a human being, that means I'm considering myself as a bundle of limitations. That's all. No, a human being means is a storehouse of all possibilities, not failure. Not limitation. For the statement, to err is human, to forgive is divine. You must have heard this one, isn't it? But actually, to err is human, to forgive is also human. Only a human being can forgive. God forgives or not, what does it matter? He has no problem at all, whether he forgives or not forgiving. But problem is, we are not forgiving. We want to take revenge on our own spouse, with whom we have stayed for 20 years, 30 years, we want to take revenge on her or him. We hire a lawyer and we feel very happy if we take revenge. Then I taught him a lesson. Now what happened? Half-half. That is the best way actually of earning money now. Get married to somebody and after 1 year start, then without doing anything, it is half-half. He has to go, he has to find the, you have to bite the dust. That's the best. Now people have discovered methods. People are smart. Leadership is completely different. Now we'll see the next one. This sloka number 11, chapter 2.
Asochyananvasochastvam Prajñavadamscha bhasase Gataso nagatasumscha nanushochanti panditaha.
Panditaha means wise people or the leader here. Okay. Bhagavan is telling to Arjuna, Arjuna, a leader doesn't grieve for that who doesn't deserve to be grieved for. Okay? Actually, there is nothing in this world who deserves our grief. Nothing. Now, Swamiji, if somebody has died and my very close ones, either spouse or children, how not grieve? Actually, nothing deserves grief. We don't know what is to be done. That's why when you don't know something, but nobody can accept their ignorance. One day, somebody was giving food, but I have a little cold. Just 10, 15 minutes before. Then I asked the, he's a doctor. Then I asked the man who was sitting and his wife. Then I asked, you know, doctor, I have got cold. What medicine I will take? Before he tells, his wife is giving the prescription. And I told her, how did you, but I know that she has studied only home science, okay? She has not studied. Then I told her, how did you know all these things? Now I give medicine to my husband. Okay? And if you are driving at that time, I don't want to put down anybody. If somebody, our best person, partner, in sitting on the other side, you had it. Okay? There, you can't drive at all. You can drive. If one goes to sleep, then it is okay. You can drive at all. Okay? You give that the steering wheel. It is not that you will have a, like, it will fly. Same problem. I remember in our class, in the college, there was one girl. Girls always sit in the front row, and the boys, back. Is it the same everywhere? I don't know. Whether, see, college, nobody really goes for study. Fun. College is the place to have fun. And this girl will sit, and her brother is 1 year older than her. Whatever he studies, this girl will be in competition with her brother. Okay? She remembers everything. Whether he remembers or not, she remembers everything. You will see that. That's why when one has two children, first one is really we work for that child and we take care. Second one is free. Buy one, get one free. Second one, lots of deal. We don't have to do anything. We have to take care of the first one. Then everybody falls because they learn. Okay. Now this girl, she has got good memory power. She will remember everything. And we had a chemistry professor, very young looking and very stylish, and he will make the hair like this and all. And okay, whatever he teaches, but he has little personality to the girls. Okay? One can see that one. He will tell, if they do mistake, he will not tell them anything. And rather, he will encourage them. But if one boy has done mistake, he will tell so insulting words and all. So the boy, they don't like him at all. But he's the professor, chemistry professor, and Rama Ramachandra will be practical and all, he will fail. His career is gone completely. So we have to tolerate everything. So then the professor, you know, whenever he will come, he will ask 100 questions. And who prepares to go to the college? Because parents have paid the fees, that's why you have to go. Otherwise, who is going to study really there? Then he will ask questions. So the boys, their boys know that he will go and ask. So everybody look the other side, this side, or the book, or something. They behave as if they have not. They have not, what he is doing, they have not seen. So, and he doesn't remember everybody's name. Yes, you, who is you? It is just a universal pronoun. You doesn't mean anything. Our name is not you. We have got a name. So all the time, whenever he comes, these boys, they don't like his parents. But he's the professor. So they're too. And he will ask from the last row, he will ask all the boys. They will looking here and there. And then he will insult for 5 minutes. Then at the end, he will ask the, and this girl will always raise her hand. In the college, nobody should do, because that is high school we do. But she will always raise her hand. And this professor, he will not tell her anything. And at the end, he will ask her, and she will tell the answer. And we feel so disgusted. Really want to take revenge on her. Now she's a doctor. She never have seen that she has failed any while giving the answer. Always she has told. But one day, there is an equation called Van der Waals equation. In solution chapter, there is an equation. And the teacher asked, what is Van der Waals equation? And of course, we don't know what even, we have not even remember that teacher has taught that one. Then she raised her hand. And then he came and nobody could tell anything. And when she stood, that day she forgot. I don't know what happened to her. She forgot. She just stood and just crying. She felt very insulted. If you don't know, don't raise your hand. But nobody wants to, like when you go to party, like how behave? As if we know, actually we don't know anything. Anything except boiling potato, we have no idea of anything. But we will participate in all the discussions, whether politics, whether it is economy, the stocks, everything will blast everybody. That is sign of height of ignorance. The more we are ignorant, the more we'll talk. The more we'll talk. So the Bhagavan is telling to Arjuna, Arjuna, you are grieving for that who doesn't deserve any grief at all. But you are behaving like a pragyavadamsa. You are talking like a wise person. Talking wise, behaving foolish. It is not a good combination. If you are talking wise, you should behave wise too. At home, who is the wisest person? Dad, isn't it? Maybe most useless person at home, he cannot even boil potato. If I ask dad, how many dads can boil potatoes? How many of you can boil potato? Raise your hand. I'm asking the dads. Okay? Here that all are wise people. Okay. They trained well. That is good. But many cannot. They don't know how to put the stove in the even that pan. Where to put in the pan? There are these burners are there. Whether they will put there on the middle of two burners, they don't know. They can't do anything. And of course, and our Indian mothers have done a great job in making them completely good for nothing. That is the way to control somebody. That is the way. Because man has the power, he has the strength, he has muscles and everything, he is power and he is earning and everything, so he thinks that he is here. And to control this person whose ego is up to here, that is the best way. Help him completely. Help to that extent in which he need not have to do anything. And when after 1 or 2 years he is completely useless, that is the time to tell things. Now he is bound to do. That is the best trick. Don't fight from the beginning. Help from the beginning. Okay? He will fall at your feet. If you tell that, you know, I'm going to India to see my mom, I'll guarantee you he will fall at your feet like how people are falling at the other. Please don't go. Because he can't do anything. No. He has fallen everything. He was cooking the hostel, but now he doesn't know. And how many days he will eat that pita bread? His tongue is at fresh garam garam roti. Now who will eat pita bread? Frozen thing. Gatasun. Gatasun means from whom life is gone. Gatasun. Avatasun, from whom the life is yet to go. Yet to go. Actually, these are two types of people. People who are gone and who are in the line. That's all. We may think that, okay, nothing is going to happen when somebody has died. We advise them so much thinking that nothing is going to happen to me. I am completely, not inoculated. Nothing can touch me. But we talk that way. No, all of us are in the cell. We are all in the line already. The moment we are born, from that day, the ticket is already given. The return ticket comes when we are born. Of course, we are given to come here, the ticket is given, and we come. And along with that, the return ticket, but we forget the return ticket. And we cannot change that one at all. We cannot tell that, you know, I am greatly extended. No extension. It is there. Agatasan. Na anusochanti panditha. Na anusochanti means, don't worry, the wise people. What does it mean? That means sorrow is like just now how I was telling. Sorrow, it really paralyzes the mind. When you are sad, when you grieve, it paralyzes the mind. It makes the mind completely incapable. If the mind is made incapable, then our intellect will be incapable because mind becomes the intellect. What is the relationship between mind and intellect? Okay, you must have read in Tattvabodha the definition of mind. Sankalpa vikalpatmakam manah. Sankalpa means, let me do it. Vikalpa means, why shall I do it? If thoughts are of this type, then know that that is mind. Always there will be conflict. Let me do it. Why shall I do it? Let me do it. What is the point in doing it? Let me tell the truth. Nobody telling the truth. Why I will tell the truth? Always conflict. One thought will come and another thought will come to is that. When there are millions and millions of thoughts of this type, that means they will assert and negate. Assertion, negation. If the thoughts are of this type, they know that those thoughts put together is called the mind. It's called the manas. Okay? And when one functions through the mind, one cannot achieve anything because the resultant is zero. One will think a lot. That's why you will see that when their committee meetings are there, you will see people will give ideas like you may think that where from these ideas are coming? The top best ideas. But if you give them, suppose somebody will tell you, no, everybody should give $10,000, $10,000 and will pay up the mortgage. Okay, now make that person in charge to use the disciple. He will not come anymore. He will not come anymore. Because ideas to give, what is the problem? Like we give it to children, you should be the noblest person, you should have from a great culture. But what is happening to us? We just tell whatever comes to our mouth. So when our mind is made of opposite type of thoughts, neutral, mutually contradicting, mutually neutralizing, mutually negating thoughts, that is called mind. Okay. Intellect is not different from mind. Intellect is made of same thoughts. Same thoughts, sometimes you call it mind. Same thoughts, in a different time you call it intellect. Same thoughts, we call it ego. Same thoughts, we call it vasana. But these are different modifications of thoughts. Okay? They are not different types of thoughts. Thoughts functioning in a particular way is called mind. Thoughts functioning in a different way is called the intellect. Thoughts functioning in a different way is called the ego, PFT. And thoughts functioning in a different way is called the vasana. They are all thoughts. They are not thoughts. Vasana is not made of bone and flesh. Body is made of bone and flesh. Mind is made of thoughts, intellect is made of thoughts, perceiver, feeler, thinker is made of thoughts, emotion made of thoughts, thoughts made of thoughts, of course, vasana is made of thoughts, all these are thoughts. But different modifications of thoughts, not different types of thoughts. Only difference in name is because of their function. Because depending on the function of the thoughts, we give different names. Suppose somebody is working in an office, he is the manager, we call him manager. But at home, what do you call that person? The husband or dad, isn't it? Suppose a lady is there, then we call her mother or the wife at home. But suppose she will go to work and she will tell that I am the mother, everybody call him mother. Then everybody will know what is he telling? It will not work. Because depending on the function, we get different designations, different names. Not names, different designations. Names are maybe the same. Different designations we get. Okay. But those are functional names. These are different roles. They are not roles change from place to place, time to time, action to action. But the person may not change. Roles change. Name may be the same. Now, when the thoughts are going in opposite direction, you call it mind. They're opposing each other. One thought is pulling this way, the other thought is pulling that way. You have seen that game, what is that game? In which? Tug of war. And that is the best way to spend some time. Because if there is no other work, people are talking unnecessary things, put them into tug of war. Let them do something. And because they're sitting and eating and all the pakoda, then the lunch, because you have party you are doing. Put them in tug of war, at least let them lose little some calorie. They'll pull, but they're not, because both sides are same. They're working for 1 hour, 2 hours, but no result. That handkerchief, where it is same place. You're not going anywhere. Because the resultant force is zero. Two forces working in the same line of action, of the same magnitude, in the opposite direction, resultant is zero. It is how much it may work, it is zero. That's why a person who is using the mind to work in the function in the world, to function in the world, that person will do a lot of work. At the end, if you will ask, do you achieve anything? Nothing, he will tell. Because that person used the mind to function. But if we are to make it intellect, how intellect will be made? The same mind has to be converted into intellect. We are all born with mind. Intellect one has to develop. One has to work for it. And one can do that if there is a goal. And that goal should not be a temporary goal, like how to get married, keep a goal, or to get a job. Those are not goals at all. Because the moment we get it, we lose the charm. Okay? It is not a goal anymore. Before that it was a goal, but it is not a goal anymore. So I'm not talking about that goal. That keep such a goal where we can work for lifelong. And which, if everybody seeks that goal, there will be no conflict, there will be harmony. Keep that kind of goal. Like love. We should, in life, that's the goal. Now I'm married to love the other person. Whatever the situation may be, I will never sacrifice. If that goal is there, then we don't need lawyers at all. We don't need lawyers. We don't know why we are getting married. Anything. We go to workplace, then we complain regarding that workplace. We get the money and make the house and buy a car and then complain regarding the boss. Who has given the job? That is the crime he has done. Like how? And who is our number one enemy? Mother-in-law. Only one crime she has done. What is the crime? She has given birth to my husband. That's why she is the... Isn't it? Otherwise, I don't think any link we have got with her. Now, we have to teach her a lesson. Till I teach her a lesson, all gods and goddesses in the temple are only for me to teach her a lesson. Particularly Durga Devi, because she has got all the arms and ammunition. I'll go and put one laddu. Please bless me. Teach a lesson to her. But she is not a, what not to crack? What is that? Not a? Easy not to crack. She is also playing the same goddess, okay. Now goddess Durga, whom she will help? The mother-in-law or the daughter-in-law? She keeps quiet, she smiles, that's all. She doesn't answer, she never uses that one. All the time she's keeping there. Because she don't know what to use. We confuse her. So intellect is when there is a goal, all the thoughts will be aligned and they will go in one direction. They will not be like this. They will be like this. That intellect. Okay, so Bhagavan is telling that, oh Arjuna, don't be under the spell of grief. Because you cannot take decision. He was confused completely. Who is such a talented person? If talented person get confused, then what about other people who don't know anything? We should not make such a situation where we'll confuse ourselves. We are good in confusing others, isn't it? That is good. You confuse. That is a nice, that is a trick. But if you confuse ourselves, it is a big loss. What we are doing deliberately, we are doing it. Na anusochanti panditaha. That means, whenever we are in a difficult situation, when things are going okay, we are okay, all right. But when little difficult situation comes, either our mind go to the past or to the future. We cannot keep it in the present. If we are able to keep the mind in present, spiritual practices are done to keep the mind in the present. Not ruminate over the past or think regarding the future, imagine regarding the future. It is just keep the mind here. Now we cannot, if we tell that, okay, keep the mind, don't think of anything, keep the mind here, we cannot. It is doing something. I don't know why I got married. I was thinking to join the Sandipani Ashram, I would have been Brahmachari. And the Sarananda and all those, why we have to bring them, give a ride and give Iksha, I would have been sitting there and I would be talking. A big chance I lost. You might have been knowing who is Swami Sarananda, that doesn't matter, okay? This we think. There is one, you may be knowing the family, that son died out of train accident. He was driving and train came. And once he died, immediately our parents were telling why you are to, and they're already 30 years in America, okay? 37. why you came here? They are telling, don't go. Here also there is food is there, air is there. Also people also can sleep here. They also are surviving in India also. Why you are going to there? No, I will go. There people, their legs don't touch the ground when they walk, and I want to go to the opportunity, land of opportunity. I want to go there. Now I remember they were telling the truth, and because of that, my son died. This you try to go to the past. For something, all the things what has happened, everything will be present in front of me. Or the future. I don't know what is going to happen to my child. He's just studying there. Will he be all right? Will he marry a Hindu boy or a Hindu girl? Not he means, now also he marries he only now. Now that. And there's also children are telling, now mom, I'm a gay, so don't bother anything. The world will not be what we are thinking. Our all traditional way of thinking will be blasted completely. Will be blasted. We should be prepared for all those things. Because the world is not the same world we are staying. Whatever mom and dad will tell, we will do the same. That is not the, that is gone. That world is gone completely. Be prepared, otherwise suffer. The world has no mercy at all. The world has a particular way because the purpose is different. So these things are really nothing. So far as creation is concerned, these things are nothing. Creation works differently. It doesn't work as per our wishes and fancies. So we go to Bhagavan is telling here, Arjuna, keep the mind in the present. Why you have come here? You told me to bring the chariot here, and after coming here, you are thinking of 100 things. Okay, the blood will be there, and all the people will die. How can I rule? As if you are going to win the war. First, fight the war. Then only whether we'll lose or we'll win, it comes later. Keep the mind in the present. That is the leader. Leader will never be wavering at all. Leader will always keep the mind in the present. What is the work at hand? We'll concentrate on that, not other things. Who has told, who has not told, these are doesn't matter really. That part also we have to keep in mind. Next sloka is just is mutual help. Mutual help and mutual contribution is the way a leader leads. Mutual help, not I am right. That is not the attitude of a leader. Okay? That is being told in sloka number 3:11. We'll just read this one.
Devan bhavayata nena. Te deva bhavayantu vaha. Parasparam bhavayantaha. Shreyah paramavapsyatha.